Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yitzchak Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on brachos on foods, continuing to discuss pas haba b'kisnin and the definition of a meal vis-a-vis pas haba b'kisnin. Another question that I'm sure is on people's minds, is it based on what I think of as a meal or what other people think of as a meal? It could go either way. You could have a person who, doesn't consider it a sitting for pizza until he has four slices. Forgive the extreme example. I think your average person considers two pieces of pizza a meal. So let's say a person who normally has four slices of pizza has two pieces of pizza. So is that called a meal or not? It could go the other way. Let's say you have a person who really doesn't eat much, and they have a piece of pizza. And, since they have a piece of pizza, they're full, they're done. That's lunch for them. That's always lunch for them when they have pizza. I think your average person would not consider one piece of pizza a full meal. Maybe if they had other things with it, as we discussed in yesterday's segment. But one piece of pizza alone, I think your average person would not consider a full meal. So what's the story? So by the question of pas haba b'kisnin in terms of size of meal, we say but l'dato eitzo kol adam. They had a person's own personal opinions aside of nullified to the opinions of the average man on the street. So the barometer, whether it be for stringency, whether it be for leniency in terms of establishing the size of a meal, is based on societal norm, not the individual. Okay. Now, another interesting question. When we talk about establishing a meal, is it based on a specific measure or is it based on that specific food, what your average person would eat of that specific food in a sitting? So that's a major question in halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both possibilities. The possibility in terms of a measure would be three or four beitzim. A beitza is double the size of a kazayas. So let's say in terms of volume, four beitzim would be like four slices of rye bread, four like significantly sized slices of rye bread. That's not such a small amount. That's not such a large amount, excuse me. Presumably, let's say you set your measure as two slices of pizza for a meal. Two slices of pizza is probably more than four beitzim, I would think so. So it's a big question. There's definitely what to rely on, that it's based on the amount that a person would normally eat for a meal. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that that's a real question. And if a person was going to have something in between four beitzim and the amount that a person would normally eat as a meal of that type of food, it might make sense to wash on a piece of bread. But that's something the Mishnah Berurah floats out as a possibility. I'm not sure everybody has to be strict about that, but just it's good to be aware that there's such an issue. I want to raise one more issue about size of meal. And the easiest example to give for this, I believe, is pizza. Again, though, I want to remind everyone, I have mentioned already that there is a question. It could be that for pizza, even a small amount of pizza, one would have to make hamotzi on and treat as bread. Different opinions about that. But let's say one goes with the opinion that pizza could be treated as pas haba b'kisnin. So let's say I decide that it's a meal if I have two slices of pizza. Okay, it's a meal. I decide I don't want to have two slices of pizza. I want to have one slice of pizza. So I sit down and I make a mezonos on one slice of pizza. I finish my first slice, and then I decide, you know what, I really would like a second slice of pizza. So now, I'm going to have a second slice of pizza. But I made a mezonos because I was only going to have one slice of pizza, and that's not a real meal. But now I am eating a real meal. So what happens when my plans change in the middle of the sitting? So it's a very interesting thing. So the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha is as follows. It's very interesting. He says like this. He says, look, let's say after the first slice of pizza, I decided I was going to have an additional two slices of pizza, that the additional amount in its own right is considered a meal, not combined with the first amount. The additional amount independently is considered a meal. So then at that point, I have to pause and I have to treat what I'm about to eat as bread, and I would wash and say a motzi. Fine. But let's say, which is probably more likely, I decide after the first slice, you know what, I am going to have a second slice. I didn't think I was going to, but I am. I am going to have a second slice. So moving forward, that second slice is no more bread than the first slice was, because independently, it's not enough to be considered bread. But when it's time to finish my meal, and my question is, how do I thank God after I've eaten? So in retrospect, I had two slices of bread. I had two slices of pizza, and that's like eating bread. And therefore, it's a very interesting halacha. When I'm finished the meal and I look back and I had two pieces of pizza, I would bench. Now, if I know at the beginning of the meal that I'm going to have two slices of pizza, I wash and I make hamotzi. But if I only had the second slice of pizza due to a change of heart in the middle of the meal, then I would have made a mazonos on my first slice, assuming that I didn't absolutely guarantee myself I wasn't going to have a second slice. I wouldn't have to make a new bracha on the second slice, and I wouldn't have to make hamotzi on the second slice. But when I'm done eating, I bench on my total of two slices. So it's an interesting way the halacha plays out. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.